producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We've been talking about Obama's amnesty, essentially crossing the Rubicon, announcing himself as emperor because, you know, hey, he didn't get what he wanted out of the Congress, so he just decided to do it himself and bypass Congress. And so now Congress is this useless appendage if they don't do something about it. He's thrown down the gauntlet. Are they going to pick it up and do anything about it? We're hearing some tough talk. Rand Paul says he's not going to sit idly by and let the president bypass Congress and the Constitution. We hear U.S. Representative Mo Brooks, Republican from Alabama, went further. He said that there's a federal statute that punishes anyone who aids or abets, encourages or entices foreigners to unlawfully cross into the United States of America. In other words, Obama should face prison. There's a lot of people in the Obama administration that should face prison. Paul, you mentioned that Dennis Kucinich went through and had 37 points to impeach George W. Bush, and essentially we met all those with Obama. And of course, if you look back at the articles of impeachment for Nixon, they look in many respects identical to what Obama has done, particularly using the IRS against his political enemies.
Well, precisely, and the reaction that we predicted, which was that the Republican leadership would do absolutely nothing, has come to fruition already. It's the top story on Drudge Report. Republicans leave town without a plan to fight Obama. President Obama's announcement may bring a constitutional crisis, in the words of Rep. Mike Simpson, but Republicans in Congress haven't the damnedest idea what they'll do about it, so they've already flown off on Thanksgiving recess with no plan whatsoever.
So the Republicans get this major win, right? And so they come back, and the only thing that they've done that I'm aware of was they passed the Keystone Pipeline thing for a ninth time, sending it to the Senate. They know it's going to be dead on arrival, but they keep doing that. They've done it nine times, but they can't even be bothered to do anything about Obama's making himself an emperor. And they knew this was coming.
They've known it's been coming. I mean, if there's a funding bill for DHS or whatever, you can bet your bottom dollar they'll stick with it until it's passed. You know, McCain and the rest of them. When it comes to this, they've already left. They've gone. And you were mentioning just at the top of the hour there, this federal statute. I actually got an email from somebody who found the original statute, which Representative Mo Brooks talked about. And it's actually imprisonment up to 10 years for anybody caught encouraging, inducing, aiding or abetting an illegal alien for commercial advantage or private financial gain, in which the maximum term of imprisonment is 10 years for each alien. That's for each illegal alien they aid. So
he can be in there for about a number of years.
For a long prison sentence by the looks of it, if the Republican leadership were bothered.
Yeah, he could be in there for about the half-life of a piece of plutonium. You know, talking about Nixon and getting his Nixon on, this is on our website, on InfoWars. It's from PJ Media. Bombshell email proves that the White House and the Department of Justice targeted reporter Cheryl Atkinson. I mean, you talk about having their enemies list, talking about acting exactly like Nixon, using the IRS against their enemies, going after their opponents and the press. They say one of the documents provides smoking gun proof that the Obama White House and Eric Holder's Justice Department colluded to get CBS News to block reporter Cheryl Atkinson. She was one of the few reporters who went after Fast and Furious. This is an email dated October 4th, 2011. Attorney General Holder's top press aide, Tracy Schmaller, called Atkinson, quote, out of control, told White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz that he intended to call CBS News anchor Bob Schieffer to get the network to shut her up. There we go. I mean, this guy, it's a target-rich environment, yet they won't do anything except pass the Keystone Pipeline for the ninth time. I don't care if you agree with the Keystone Pipeline or not. What are these guys doing? They're obviously serving their corporate masters, and they want the power levers when they get in. We'll be right back with Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million years old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. I wanted to get Paul's reaction to this, and I want to give you an idea. I just came across this story. This has been out for about a week. It's been kind of percolating. Could a rapper go to prison for cutting a rap album? Now, this is a rapper, Brandon Duncan, also known as Tiny Do. They say he's rapped with hip-hop artist Lil Wayne. But the bottom line is they're charging him with gang conspiracy. Listen to the conspiracy theory that the police have come up with. They're saying they're using a little-known statute that's been put in place by voters in 2000, allowing the prosecution of gang members if they benefit from crimes committed by other gang members. But this is what his attorney says. He says, it's shocking. He has no criminal record. Nothing in his lyrics say go out and commit a crime. Nothing in his lyrics reference these shootings, yet they're holding him liable for conspiracy. You understand? I mean, this is guilt by association. This is something that could shut down the First Amendment if they allow this type of thing to stand. And one constitutional lawyer
that they talked to, the local news station there, talked to him. He says, where does it end if that's the definition of criminal liability? Is Martin Scorsese going to be prosecuted if he meets with mafia members for a movie of his next film? The Constitution says it can't be a crime to simply make gangster rap songs and hang out with people who are committing crimes. You have to have more involvement than that. It truly is a guilt by association. And we go back to what Voltaire said, of course, about free speech. You know, I may hate what you're saying, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. If we don't take that attitude, say they pull up these cases. Here's somebody that, you know, most people are going to look at this. If you listen to what he's saying, you probably won't like it, especially if he's talking about the gang members that he's in there. But if we don't defend that kind of free speech in principle, we lose that. Furthermore, we're going to expose ourselves to that kind of liability. Just look at what they have been able to do with the RICO statute. That was going to essentially give them a free hand to come against the mafia by saying they were involved in racketeering, influence, and corruption. And so they had to confiscate their assets first before prosecution began so they could get a conviction. In other words, punish people before they're found guilty of something. We're seeing that happening everywhere now, not just with the war on drugs. We've even seen it in prosecutions of people who were involved in theft. They basically confiscated their home, which they were using as leverage to pay for their defense. So they confiscated their home, confiscated the money that they had gotten from refinancing their home to pay for their defense, leaving them literally defenseless. Paul, what do you think about this?
If that sets a precedent, then every rapper under the sun is going to go to jail. Yeah. But they're also applying it politically. You remember a couple of years ago, the case of Brandon Raub. He made some political statements on his Facebook page, was grabbed and basically treated as a violent criminal, interned in a psychiatric ward for a period of days before he was able to get out, basically for some Facebook comments which were deemed to be threats of violence. If you actually read them, it was nothing of the sort within its own context. So they're using that to go after people politically now. It's still quite rare, but as you said, if they're allowed to set that precedent, it's chilling for free speech.
Well, you can see where they're heading with all of this stuff, because we've seen over and over again the efforts to try to get control of the Internet, the FCC trying to assert its control of the Internet, and they'll do it if that means supporting net neutrality or if it means taking down net neutrality. They've been on both sides of this issue. They're back on the side of net neutrality again because that seems to be the side that the public will support. But what they're really trying to do is establish a precedent where the FCC has control of the Internet. And we've already seen with their moves to take the pulse of various newsrooms that they are very interested in controlling content, not just in allocating frequency. There's absolutely no need for the FCC to establish net neutrality. Net neutrality is what we've had for about 15 years or as long as the Internet's been going. And they don't need to have them come in to establish that. But they're trying to establish their control. And they're going to establish their control with these copyright legislations that they haven't been able to get through, CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA. They're going to do that with the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic Partnership Trade Agreements. That's a vital part of those agreements that are being negotiated in secret without our elected representatives even being able to see that. They're going to spring that on us. They're going to do that. Again, Obama couldn't get his legislative agenda through with amnesty, so he just declares it as a executive order. What they're going to do with this, since they can't get their agenda through with legislatively in America or in Europe, they're just going to bring it in as part of a trade agreement. It's defending freedom of speech. That's what these guys are really after. They're really trying to shut down the Internet, shut down the press, just as we were talking about in the previous segment, Cheryl Atkinson being gagged by CBS. We now have the smoking gun proof. The emails have surfaced within the Justice Department, sending emails to CBS telling them to shut her up because she was asking questions about Fast and Furious, one of the few people in the mainstream media that was asking questions.
Yeah, and it's not just Cheryl Atkinson. We had the CNBC reporter silenced for criticizing Obamacare. So we have that case as well. We have, you know, CNN journalists who criticize the TSA, and then they go to the airport and find out that they get special treatment. Then going back to the FCC, I mean, you know, they're sending people into newsrooms to try and dictate news content under the guise of polls and surveys. The FCC is not the friend of free speech, and this net neutrality issue, they're not even pushing real net neutrality. They're pushing a reclassification of the internet under the Telecommunications Act. So they want it to look like cable television. This has been the agenda for a while. They want to get that regulation in. Numerous congressmen, senators over the years have pushed for a Chinese-style internet, and that's what they want. They want the government to have the power in times of crisis, as the communist Chinese government says when it's crushing dissent in Tibet, to go down and shut down certain parts of the internet, make it off-limits for people in certain areas of the country.
Oh, absolutely.
That's on record. Lieberman has pushed that for years. That's what they want with this either kill switch or this regulation of the internet. So
they talk
to trust
about
them and believe them that it's just about net neutrality is completely naive.
Yeah, they talk about how they admire the Chinese approach to the internet. We've had comments from Bush and Clinton how they would love to be a dictator. And finally, we see that Obama just comes out and does it this week. And so we're going to see them do that Chinese-style internet as well. Now, joining us now, Paul, we've got Paul Craig Roberts, American economist and columnist for Creators Syndicate. Of course, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under the Reagan administration. He earned fame as co-founder of Reaganomics. Welcome, Mr. Roberts. Dr. Roberts. Sorry.
Not further.
I wanted to get your comment, and Paul's got a lot of questions for you. I wanted to get your comment on Jim Webb, who's announced his candidacy opposing Hillary Clinton. He's forming a committee to explore that. I think he could cause Hillary Clinton a lot of discomfort, I think, opposing some of the things that were done as she was Secretary of State. Of course, he was the Secretary of the Navy while you were there at the Reagan administration. He had some interesting comments about Libya. He said there were no treaties at risk, there were no Americans at risk, there were no terrorist attacks coming out of Libya. Why did we attack them? And, of course, that's a direct jab at Hillary Clinton. What do you think about Jim Webb?
Well, I don't think the establishment will put up with him.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He certainly would be a far better prospect than Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. He's a real person. But because he is a real person, he would not be welcome by the power structure that selects the president.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So I don't really know. He may simply find that he gets smeared or framed up or mm-hmm. some kind of accusations come forward. Or that's the usual trick they use to get rid of an unwelcome candidate.
He could certainly make things interesting for her because, of course, with his experience as Secretary of the Navy, and he was a Vietnam War vet, and he's pretty much come out against the military-industrial complex at the same time that Hillary is doing everything she can to embrace the military-industrial complex and perpetual war, isn't it?
That's right, but the fact that he's against it means they'll work against him.
Yes, absolutely. I know Paul has some questions he wanted to ask. Go ahead, Paul. I'll bring you in on this.
Yeah, I was just reading Dr. Roberts' article earlier today, "The Next Presidential Election Will Move the World Closer to War," in which you write, Dr. Roberts, "Hillary as president would mean war with Russia. Why are we more likely to see this Cold War turn hot under Hillary than under Obama or even Bush before him?"
Well, for several reasons. One, of course, we've already discussed that she's in tight with the military and security complex. And, of course, she has also compared Putin to Hitler. She has made a direct comparison of the Russian president to Adolf Hitler, and that's something she can't really back away from. So when you go that far out on the limb, you really kind of have to go the rest of the way. So I think it's almost certain that if you get somebody like Hillary in the office of the president, that she will certainly accommodate the neoconservatives, who also want war with Russia because they think Russia can be defeated. And the military security complex, they'll support all of that. And, of course, most of the generals. War is good for promotions. So I don't think there's any candidate that we could end up with as president that would be more likely to go to war with Russia than Hillary.
I think that's a real possibility, especially with the Republicans in control of the House and Senate. They would rubber stamp any kind of war that she want to go into in just about any place. We're going to be right back with Paul Craig Roberts and Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, my co-host today. And on the phone, we have Paul Craig Roberts, and we only have him to the bottom of the hour. And I know that Paul Joseph Watson had a question for him about MH17. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, obviously, we've seen this international propaganda campaign to demonize Russia over MH17, despite the fact that the State Department has repeatedly failed to provide hard evidence. It still very much remains a mystery. I just wanted to ask Dr. Roberts, has it become any clearer in your mind who was responsible for the downing of MH17? And will the NATO powers need to contrive or exploit a similar incident, maybe even on a bigger scale, to grease the skids for war against Russia in the future?
Well, you know, it seems clear that Kiev was responsible, and probably with Washington's complicity. And the reason this seems clear is that the Dutch government just the other day announced that they weren't releasing the results of the investigation, because when the investigation was set up, an agreement was made that any participant in the investigation could veto its release. Apparently, Kiev, the American puppet government in Kiev, is blocked the release. And the Dutch minister in charge of all of this said that he thought it was more important to maintain good relations between the countries who were participating in the investigation than to release the results to the public. So assuming this news report is correct, what that tells us is that we are not going to get the results. And if you're not going to get the results, that means they are unfavorable to Kiev and to Washington. Clearly, if the results were unfavorable to Russia, they would be released. Russia is not part of the investigation and would have no veto power over it. At least that's my understanding from the news report. And regardless, if it was against Russia, it would be released. Think how long this has been going on. It doesn't take this long to figure out what happened. They're just not going to tell us. It's something that will just disappear from the news. Like Ebola, like everything else.
So do you think there has to be a new casus belli, a new justification to increase aggression against Russia, or will they just ratchet up the sanctions and the tension as they've already been doing, or will they need a new MH17-style incident to exploit?
I don't think they need anything new. If they start the violence again against the separatists, what they hope is to draw Russia into it, because what Washington really wants to do is to permanently break up the economic and political relations between Europe and Russia. And Putin knows this, and so he's not been drawn into it. He's not sending troops. He has essentially sacrificed the Russians and the separatist provinces in order to try to maintain his relationships with Europe, because he really understands that if Washington can break Russia from Europe, that Washington can continue with Europe as a vassal state. Whereas if the economic and political developments between Russia and Europe continue, Europe will be pulled away from Washington and be pulled out of NATO. And so he's willing to take the risk for the Russian residents in southeastern Ukraine in order to try to hold or to keep Europe from being irredeemably lost into American vassalage. So in my opinion, that's what's going on. It's going to be hard for them to get Russia into a war because of this, of what Putin sees, the consequences with Europe.
Okay, David Knight.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this develops. And as we pointed out earlier, as what you said, Dr. Roberts, that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, we are going to see war, because I think she's going to be there with a Republican Congress that is going to rubber stamp everything that she would want to do. I wish we had more time to talk to you, but you can only stay with us to the bottom of the hour. And thank you for joining us. This is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts we've been talking to. You can find more of his analysis at paulcraigroberts.org. And, of course, we carry his articles very frequently at Infowars.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleased to be with you.
Thank you. We're going to be right back with our reporters from Ferguson, Missouri. Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs join us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Paul Joseph Watson is joining us from the UK, and we're going to be joining our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri to check on the status of what's going on there. Now, Silver Bullet is back in stock, but as usual, it's a limited supply. Once it runs out, it's probably going to take about 6 weeks to get another batch in. The reason that happens is because it's really difficult, slow process to get silver in this kind of concentration. We have it concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water. It's widely known that colloidal silver is a vital supplement for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Now InfoWarsLife.com takes colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that's free of toxic artificial additives. There's never been a more important time, especially with flu season coming up, to have a powerful and clean form of colloidal silver within reach for you and your family. Go to InfoWarsLife.com to order Silver Bullet now or call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet. We've got them in for a limited time. Now let's go to Ferguson, Missouri. We have our reporters there, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson, have been there this week awaiting the grand jury verdict and also noticing how tensions are building. Joe, what do you see?
Joe Biggs, I'm standing outside of the Justice Center here in Clayton, Missouri. This is a little downtown area where most of the decisions are made for the laws. This is where the police department is for Ferguson. So this is an area that everyone's keeping their eye on. This is where the decision's supposed to come down from the grand jury. And today, as you can see, if we pan over to the left, there is way more media out here today. There's a lot of police that we haven't seen patrolling the area, people walking around around the building as well. Another interesting thing, people are bracing for an explosion of civil unrest, I should say. I got a letter last night from an employee at a business in this area. And now what happened is the property manager sent out a letter to all their tenants. Now, this is a building that houses a lot of different medical facilities, radiology, oncology, different things like that. And in the letter it says, due to the possibility of a uprise of civil unrest this weekend and the next week, I warn you to stock up, to brace yourself, basically, to keep the patients there all week, all weekend into the next week. And what they said they're going to do is they're going to lock the doors and not allow anyone to enter or leave. So they're going to lock medical patients down, workers in these buildings in case something happens. And they said they're going to cooperate with police and other government entities.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And we've been talking a little bit about this between Paul Joseph Watson and I earlier in the program. How unfortunate that this is not about trying to get oversight or control of the police or setting limits or terms on the rules of engagement to try to stop this epidemic of violence, but it's become a race war. It's something as part of that. I think there's agent provocateurs that are threatening the police, and that kind of feeds this whole mentality that they're trying to feed the police all the time, that they are actually in a war on the streets and that the public are enemy combatants.
Yeah, it's nothing like that. Last night, everyone was peacefully protesting. It didn't get out of control for, you know, maybe it was like 5 minutes. But it didn't get out of control until all these police officers showed up and they started lining up in riot gear. Before that, the people were just out protesting across the street in the parking lot. Some moved over into the sidewalk in front of the police station. But they were just out there protesting. Once the police officers showed up with batons, shields, riot gear, then it made the people angry. They're asking them, why do you come out here with guns? Why do you come out here with shields? Why do you come out here with all this gear? You guys are inciting the violence. We just wanted to stay here. Now you guys are showing up and you're trying to flex your muscle and make your presence known. So what a lot of people did is they got angry. One of the police officers pepper sprayed a young woman, and that agitated the crowd a lot. And what that did was push the protesters into the street. They began to block traffic. Jakari Jackson and I, once again, were standing in a very lawful spot on the sidewalk. We were once again pushed by the police into the road into an unlawful area where we were impeding the flow of traffic. And then last night, yet again, they bum-rushed everybody, pushed them into a dark parking lot, started throwing people to the ground. Someone said they were shot with a rubber bullet. I didn't personally see that, but that's what was said. There was a lot of scuffling going on. One man fought with the police for a minute, was thrown to the ground. Three people were arrested last night, one 17 years old, one 19, and one 25.
We're watching anybody who's looking at the video feed of the broadcast can see the footage that you guys shot, the B-roll that's there, the police confronting people. And that's exactly it, Joe. They're getting needlessly confrontational. There was an article just this last week. It was on NPR, I think, and they were talking about how some of the remote areas of Alaska might start to arm their policemen. So it's the last area in America where the police aren't armed at all. They basically go out, and what they do is they talk to people. They don't try to get confrontational with them. As a matter of fact, they talked to a police officer, and he said, part of the job is trying to talk to people and in a non-confrontational way, and yet we see just the opposite here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's de-escalating the situation without using without a show of force. That makes someone a lot more comfortable. When someone comes up to you with a shotgun pointed at you wearing riot gear, in your mind you're thinking, all right, this person means business. They're not trying to negotiate with me. You don't see negotiators who go into a hostile or a hostage situation with a gun and a shield. No, they go dressed down, no gun on. They go in, they confront the hostage taker, and they talk to them one-on-one because that's the only way you can de-escalate a situation.
That's
you don't
right.
go in there with guns because all that does is incite more violence and make people uneasy about themselves and put themselves in a defensive posture.
I think they've been trying to incite this thing from day one. As I mentioned to Paul earlier, you know, they if they had this evidence and they knew what was happening, they had a deposition, they didn't give anybody any indication of this. They wanted to build this up into a racial confrontation, into a confrontation that further enforces this idea amongst the police that they're at war. Paul, did you have a question that you wanted to ask Joe while he's there?
Yeah, I was just reading a headline that's just come out, Masked Ferguson Protesters with Guns Threaten Violence, which is basically a YouTube video of some people dressed up in black ski masks threatening violence. I just wanted to ask Joe if it was part of the conversation amongst the demonstrators, if they were aware of the fact that there are outside agitators, as there were back in August, planning maybe to escalate it from their side. Is that something that people are talking about?
There's a lot of people out there making empty threats, you know, via social media. All the people that we've seen on the ground out here at these protests, when the cameras aren't on them, you know, they're out there hugging. You see black people, white people hugging each other, talking, laughing, joking. And for some reason, the mainstream media always catches people when they're yelling at the police officers. So it seems like all the people here are just angry and they want to fight. You know, about the video you're talking about, I saw that about 4 days ago, and I did a little research myself. That's actually a group out of Atlanta, so that's not something here in Ferguson. But Atlanta is another spot where they're talking about having demonstrations after this grand jury decision comes down.
You know, we have an article on InfoWars from Max Slavo where he's talking about outside agitators, and one in particular, Elisa Fithian, who he says was partly responsible for organizing the violent protest in the battle for Seattle, essentially saying, you know, we need to take this to people who don't look like me. I'm presuming that she's black. I haven't watched the video, so I don't know if she's black or white, but I'm presuming that's what it is. Again, an outside agitator feeding this racial divide. We're going to have Eric Rush joining us in the next hour. He's an author of Negrophilia from Slave Block to Pedestal. And so he's going to be talking about the racial aspect of this, how people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton always seem to show up at the scene of, as Paul Joseph Watson put it, these ambiguous shootings to try to exploit the racial unrest there. But have you heard anything about anything else about the grand jury verdict? Nothing has surfaced yet about that. Is that correct?
What we're hearing so far today, and I believe at this time, this is probably the truest thing we've gotten so far, and that's because of the large, influx of all these mainstream media people that are starting to show up now and the heavy police presence today. What we're being told is that the grand jury is going to call the family and give them a 48-hour advance notice. So today is the day that they're supposed to call the family and also warn the military and the police in the area for what's going to happen after this decision comes out. But, you know, from the people I've talked to in Ferguson last night on the streets, they all know that the family, once they get that information, there will be a leak. They're going to make phone calls. They're going to tell somebody. And somebody on that inner circle is going to want to be the person that releases it out. And I have a feeling by tonight we'll know whether or not Darren Wilson is going to be indicted on these charges or not. But what they're saying is they're going to try and wait and publicly let the media know on Sunday, 48 hours later. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to leak out, and that's going to get Obama's amnesty off of the top of the headlines, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the plan anyways, mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and cover that up and with a Ferguson burka.
That's right. Paul, do you have another question that you wanted to ask Joe?
Yeah, just reading some breaking news, actually. Ferguson schools are going to be closed Monday and Tuesday. That's not confirmed, but it seems like a pretty strong rumor. So if this decision is announced today, it looks like that any trouble, any violence, if it happens, they expect it to happen on Sunday after that 48-hour notice. Schools are closed on Monday and Tuesday. Just wanted to ask Joe if Officer Darren Wilson has suggested that he will resign no matter what happens with the grand jury case. Do you think that will serve to de-escalate any of the tensions, or will it not make any difference?
I don't think it's going to make any difference. You know, like I said, Ferguson has this gaping wound, and it's been festering now for months on end because this has taken, quite honestly, too long to come to a decision on. You know, they've been teeter-tottering with the media, you know, acting like they're going to release the information. People around here are fed up. They're tired. The hate's been built up for this guy. You know, regardless if they indict him or not, he's not ever going to be a police officer again, I don't think. His face has been on too many TV screens throughout America. I don't foresee him ever having a police beat job where he's going up and down the street patrolling whatsoever. So regardless of that outcome, you know, it's probably in his best interest to quit. And from what I heard, too, they're going to give him a nice little $500,000 payout for that as well.
Wow. Wow. I want to ask you if you say the people that are there, they're kind of civil. What is the sense that you get from people there? I mean, are they looking at any solutions that they're proposing? Have they proposed anything? I mean, we talked earlier about Frank Serpico's op-ed piece for Politico that came out about 3 weeks ago. He had six specific proposals, things like community involvement from police officers. And that means a lot more than just having a certain percentage of people who are black and a certain percentage of white. He's talking about something that's far deeper than that. He's talking about having oversight of the police with independent commissions that are set up in the community. Has anybody proposed any concrete solutions to the police situation?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard anything of that nature whatsoever. But when you go out and you talk to people out here on the streets, when you ask them, what do you think's going on? First thing they do, they roll their eyes, they put their head down, and it's that Ferguson fatigue. It's set in for everybody in this area, in the surrounding St. Louis area. Everyone's tired of this. They just want it to be over with. But you have a lot of the young protesters who are really angry. They don't have the same life experiences as the older people who've lived in Ferguson for 50, 60 years. You know, the older crowds that we talked to, they just wanted to be over with, regardless of the situation. They want everyone to be peaceful. But a lot of the younger people, they're mad, they're angry, they don't know how to focus that anger in a positive way. And what we're hearing a lot of is people want to come down to Clayton, they want to riot in this area because this is where the decisions are made. But when you talk to a lot of the citizens in Ferguson as well, what they're thinking of, what they're more worried about are the outside agitators. They know that they've had discussions with a lot of these young adults who live in Ferguson, and they've talked to them. They said, hey, destroying our neighborhood is not going to do anything. It's only going to harm you. You know, you're going to grow up. You're going to want to have kids. You can't raise kids in a burned-down city. So think about that. But what they're worried about now are these outside agitators from other states coming in who are professional protesters, rioters, anarchists who feed off of that anger, that energy, and they just want total and complete chaos. And that's what people in this area are worried about. The people are going to come in here, burn the city down, and then fly back to their homes in California, New York, Chicago, wherever it may be, and go back into their cozy homes or apartments and sit back and watch everything go up in flames on Fox and CNN.
Yeah, that's the problem, and that is, you know, that they're not going to focus this in any positive way that could really make it better for that community or make it better for anywhere else. And as Paul pointed out, they always like to pick these ambiguous situations where they can get both sides even more at war with each other, even more angry, try to balkanize the population even more into racial groups or whatever. Paul, do you have any other comments that you wanted to questions you wanted to ask Joe while he's there?
Yeah, I was just wondering, from being on the ground there, Joe, we've seen comments by some of the protesters about moving away from West Florissant, which I believe is the main area where they've been congregated, and going to South Florissant, because that's where the white people live, is basically what they're saying. Where do you think these protests will be situated, and are they going to target businesses again, or is this just going to be a general street protest from what you can see there on the ground?
Well, South Florissant is right where the police station and fire department is. Now, back on Halloween, there was a vandal. That was a term that Fox 2 used. Someone hit a transformer and knocked out the power in that area, and it actually took out the power to the police department and the fire station. So that was one of the threats by one of the militants, was to hit the power grid and take that out. But it's not going to be South Florissant that I'm hearing. I'm hearing it's what it's called. They call South City. South City is where we're at now, like Clayton. This is a predominantly white area, a lot of ritzy neighborhoods just south of here in that area. This is where the agitators, the militants are focusing a lot of their anger on, because like I said, this is the Justice Center, the courthouse is right over here, the police station's right over here. This is where all the laws are made. These are the people they blame for not handling the situation about the death of Mike Brown very well, and they're very mad at these the lawmakers, the politicians, and the higher ups in the police force in this area. So the word on the street, we spoke to a preacher the other day too, he believes that this is where most of the violence will be focused on here in the Clayton area, around the courthouse, the Justice Center, and surrounding white areas as well. That's why a lot of the schools in the area that you heard about will possibly shut down on Monday and Tuesday, just because they want to brace for the worst. Everyone's hoping for the best, but we saw what happened in August. And with the National Guard being called in, the pictures I saw yesterday of people following them coming into St. Louis, right now as we speak, they should be setting up around that red perimeter that we have a picture that Kit Daniels did an article right now. They're supposed to have National Guard set up at different areas and posting up and waiting on that verdict, so when it happens, they can close in and try to de-escalate the situation, I guess, as best as they can. But at the end of the day, they're going to strip people's liberties away. Like I said, they're, you know, already telling local businesses that they're going to lock the doors and keep anybody who's inside locked in there for as long as they have to.
Well, you know, getting in people's faces with guns and shields and tanks isn't really going to de-escalate the situation, as you pointed out earlier, Joe. It's only going to escalate it.
Yeah.
It's going to make the people that are there very angry. It's going to increase the anger. And, of course, we have agent provocateurs from outside the area there as well. A violent confrontation is only going to make this thing worse unless they come forward with real concrete proposals, and those are going to have to come from outside of City Hall. If the community could get itself together to have some proposals like that, that would really help. But we've got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. We've got our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. I've got Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99. And ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, November 21st. We have our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. We just talked to Joe Biggs. We're going to go back to Jakari Jackson there. They've been there all week observing the buildup to the grand jury verdict that is expected to be released today, at least perhaps as Joe was telling us, secretly or confidentially to the family of Michael Brown. That's probably not going to stay confidential. They expect this to erupt this weekend. We also have Paul Joseph Watson on the line with us as co-host from the UK. Let's go back to Ferguson to Jakari Jackson. Jakari.
Yes, sir. Did you have something that you wanted to add? Oh, okay. You know, he doesn't have a guy talking to us off camera. Jakari Jackson from Clayton, Missouri. Joe Biggs was just telling me we had a breaking news situation that the prosecutor is ready to have a press conference to announce some of the things that are going on with the Darian Wilson trial. So as soon as we're done here, we'll try to get over there and see if we can get into that. But meanwhile, we've talked to a lot of people who are in the area. The gentleman who was just speaking to us off camera, he was saying that he didn't expect the outcome to be all that bad as far as the street response. He didn't so much expect to see the riots and the protests and all the things that we've seen previously. A lot of people that we've talked to, they have varying degrees of concern. Some people think it's going to be worse than it was back in August. Some people think it's just going to be a minor thing. So only time will tell. But I do agree that, you know, once this thing is announced, you know, whether the prosecutor tells us exactly what's going on or they kind of string us along and just, you know, how they do. You've dealt with these PIOs.
Oh, yeah.
They give you just enough to say that they gave you something, even though they didn't tell you anything at all.
That's right.
So I don't have the highest hopes, but we'll go try to check it out regardless. So the people here, they're getting prepared, regardless what that means for them. Some people have purchased firearms. Some people have purchased food. Some of the schools have closed down. And Joe, did you have something you want to share?
Well, you guys reported earlier. You reported earlier this week.
Breaking news real quick. Uh-huh. Barnes Christian Hospital has three floors that have been cleared out in anticipation of the victims of rioting.
Wow.
One floor for injured police, one floor for injured protesters, one floor for injured police family members. That's happening right now.
Wow.
Wow, they didn't have any space for media, but okay. So, we have the infidel, so thank
That's
you.
That's right, you got your infidel armor, so you're fine.
Body armor. So, it's a lot of stuff going on here. People are making preparations, you know, regardless if you think this is a big deal or not. The people here are making serious preparations. You just heard about the hospital. The National Guard is ready to move. We see the cops already out in riot gear. At least they go out to the protests there in riot gear and all that. So the people here on the ground are taking this very seriously. The majority of people I've talked to since I've been here, they're peaceful people. They do expect some agent provocateurs. If you guys see that video I posted, not last night, but the night before, and I talked to the guy in the Guy Fawkes mask, and he was saying that the majority of the people here are good, peaceful people, but they do expect the agent provocateurs and people who just want to come in and kick up stuff to burn down, to riot, to loot. They do expect those people to come in, but by and large, the crowds here are mostly peaceful.
Oh, absolutely. And as you guys reported earlier this week, gun sales are up 300%. In some cases at some of these stores, they're saying that 75% of those sales are first-time gun owners. So you guys have got your infidel body armor there. Hopefully you're going to be safe in this. But like you said, they don't have a floor for reporters. That's amazing news. They've cleared away three floors, one for protesters, one for police, and one for the families of police. That's what I'm concerned about. And that's that kind of agent provocateuring where
You remember, David, they came out earlier this week, the list of the targets got released. You know, there's many things on there, including Monsanto, other local businesses, and also many officers' families. And to anybody out there watching, if you think that targeting the families of these officers is going to do anything besides just agitate them to the point where they will have no patience, I'm not exactly sure what you're expecting to happen.
It just feeds the narrative that this is a war zone, and that's not the message we need to be sending to our police. We need to be sending a different message to them. Well, thank you, Jakari. We're going to stay up with you to see what's happening there. Of course, there's a press release coming up. We have agent provocateurs that are covert. We also have overt agent provocateurs like Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, the FBI.
Oh, they don't like Al Sharpton. We talked to some people yesterday.
That's right. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.